I was going to suggest that when we spell it, Mr. Sorkin, make it easier for me. If you could tell them, and I would like to go, is that if they could have musical entertainment, which is what I would, any kind of musical entertainment, such singers and dancers or what have you, that rather than comics, that then I would come to the entertainment, thank the entertainment, thank the correspondents at the end. If, however, it's a comic, but it's been ours, my experience, that it crafts their style to a certain extent, but, you know, that I realize that they feel they can't tell a color joke, and they feel that they can't get it further as much as they'd like, and so forth. And that's my feeling. So I don't want that to print a story.
No.
Tell them that that's your feeling, or you think it's musical entertainment, that you know that that's what I, for any kind of musical entertainment, I don't care what it is, you mean black, white, whatever it is. And then I would come, because the best way to do both of those dinners is to come just before the entertainment, after they come through with all their awards, and then say, okay.
Now, a couple other new items here, and I raise it here, just,
sure.
I don't mean to do a piecemeal.
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't know.
I talked to Bob Clark, the radio TV correspondents, on the optional dates, he said he had worked on this morning.
And he couldn't get it.
They couldn't get the, in March and April, it's checkmate. Because of hotels and Congress, so they moved it now to June.
To June,
so that's something that can be
fine. Well,
that's not an immediate consideration.
You just tell him that already mine.
So I don't even think you have to see him today.
Well, right. You talk to mine, if we really unless I'm out of the country or something like that, you know, around that would be glad to consider it.
Right.
And but just so he knows that say the president will tentatively accept that we can work on mutual convenience. How's that?
Good.
All right, White House correspondence.
The White House, we're checking on the, they have hotel stuff committed for the 7th. And as to whether or not I told them not to do anything yet until I talk to them further. So we're still working on the White House Correspondents Association.
Whether they can move for the 31st?
That's right. So the radio TV correspondence things out of our...
Well, then you can't get the yeah, but you want to get the White House correspondence. We don't do the greater and the White House correspondence accepted before.
Is the two meeting set for the 1st of April or the latter part of March?
Well, it can't be the latter part. It's very difficult. Say, Henry, Senator Brown talking about the date of that June meeting that involves the correspondence that you've got to understand that.
Bob Holman may have some schedule things.
Yeah, I know. I'm not overlooking that. I just want to get these in my mind right before I do that. Oh, I think Billy Graham is returning the call in and trying to reach me. And
March 1st would be all right. It depends on whether or not
they can get it.
If they can get a room or what. And why did
they have a room on the 7th already?
They have locked a room on the 7th.
Well, we'll see here.
See, Clark told me, he said he was really having a, not anything relating to the option date, but he said for the Congress is recessing in eight places, and all through May, our networks have now established their affiliate meetings. He said, sorry, he just had to move it up into June and has a letter on his way to me.
Well, he's pretty upset. Oh, sure, I'm coming back to the grant and things like that. But we'd like for him to check us about a month before, to be sure that there's no more travel involved. I don't just, we don't anticipate it, but, you know, just keep it a little bit flexible, give something better. You could just sum up, you know, how it's been in the new phase. You just so that he knows. You talked to him this morning. No, I didn't talk about the intersection. Yeah, I called him about the multilateral thing, because I do. I'm really sorry. I get hit like hell on that today. And I don't want him to go in there and say, well, multilateral aid is fine. See, so that's what I called him about. But he was in good shape. He said, you agree. Thank you. screw it up totally.